You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
People write songs, crown Him with many crowns, because they acknowledge Him as Lord. But He never said, crown me. Now, chapter 7, Stephen starts to answer them. As you can read, we're not going to have time to read chapter 7, otherwise we'll be here till 2 o'clock. As Stephen is answering them and speaking to them about their past, he's going to start to get worked up. Now, Stephen goes through 60 verses worth of a Jewish history with them. Verse 54, now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. All right, there's the third group of people in the book of Acts that have been cut to the heart. The first on the day of Pentecost responded, men and brethren, what shall we do? The second group responded and said, get those guys. The third group here responded, the Bible says, they gnashed at Him with their teeth. Wonder what that looked like. Like a pack of dogs or a wolf. Or our chihuahua if you reach into his bed to take his bone. That's what this looked like. Ooh-wee. I'm staying away from that dog. You get the bone out, not me. Mama didn't raise no fool. They gnashed at Him with their teeth, but He, verse 55, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Notice, He's standing, not sitting. Many theologians say standing in honor of Stephen, the first martyr of the Church of Jesus Christ. Whether or not that's true, you'll have to ask him when you get there. Verse 57. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran at him. And that must have gone something like, la, 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 la. They ran, they cried out with a loud voice, stop their ears. I mean, how else do you stop your ears? All right, they put mud in their ears and ran at him with one accord. Here we go again with accords in the Bible. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now here is a great example of what it means to be transformed into the image of the Son of God. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And there is a great check to see how you are doing with this. Is that your prayer for people who would rather see you dead? Is that my prayer for people that hurt me deliberately by lying against me? Is that my prayer? Lord, do not charge them with this sin. Because then you'd have to charge me for mine. And who wants that? Now, in the meantime, Verse 1. Now Saul was consenting to his death. That's chapter 8, verse 1. Saul was consenting to his death. In other words, Saul's saying, yeah, string him up. Can you stop and imagine that for a minute, all right? The author of 13 or 14 New Testament books, the greatest Christian who's ever lived, who did more for the church of Jesus Christ, and hearing the testimony that Jesus Christ is Lord, said, string him up. Imagine that. And not only that, umanandei, verse 3, as for Saul, he wreaked havoc on the church, entering into every house and dragging off men and women, and committed them to prison. This is the founder of the church of Jesus Christ, the guy who did more for it. Can you imagine going door to door, pulling people out by their hairs, men, women, and children, and throwing them in jail? Because someone said to Paul that Jesus Christ is Lord? So how can a man like this stand before Stephen and hear Stephen say to him, Jesus Christ is Lord, believe in him to be saved? How can this man then consent to his death and not respond? He's Paul. Maybe he's holding on to some goodness deep down inside, Darren. How can this man do this? You see, your faith is a gift. He's not holding on to anything good. Because there is no good in us apart from him. No one is good, Jesus said. No, not one. He wasn't holding on to anything. Your faith is a gift from God. Paul had not received this gift yet. Paul had not received this gift of faith yet. And do you want to know why? Allow me to shock you some more this morning. He did not receive the gift of faith yet because more Christians had to suffer first. More Christians had to suffer first. Oh, that's outrageous. Christians aren't supposed to suffer. Oh, yeah? Read Philippians 1:29, which God told me at the bed of my late wife had passed away when I threw everyone out of the hospital room. I said, all right, let's go. 15 rounds, you and me. So I do it. I hear, oh, so-and-so died in peace and comfort. What about her? Let's go. And the fight lasted 15 seconds. God won. But I'm the ultimate victor because I understand now. To you it's been granted not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. And now I understand that suffering is part of the faith. You can't separate the two. Romans 8:17, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. It's part of the faith. There's no separating the two. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, he said. James says, count it all joy when it happens to you. Knowing that, the testing of your faith develops hupomone, endurance. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I don't care how tall you are. Back to the top. More Christians had to suffer first. Follow me here. I got a logical progression with this. Verse 1. Now Saul was consenting to his death. Now look at what happened as a result of Saul's sin. At that time, there was a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he wreaked havoc on the church, entering every house, dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. You see, as a result of Paul's sin, the gospel spread around the world to all places imaginable. I'm sure that's not what Paul would have had in mind by the phrase, the gospel will spread in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. He'd be mortified to know it's because of his sin that that was going to happen. Probably not the method he had in mind. As a result of Paul's sin and his obsession with killing Christians, these spirit-filled believers were scattered all around the known world then. Paul's sin spread the gospel. And so it is with you. So it is with you. God wants to take your biggest mistake, or perhaps your greatest failure, and turn it around for good. That's good news. Some 24 years later, the Apostle Paul was able to write this down for your edification here this morning. It's Romans 8, 28, starts with these three words, and we know. I love that, and we know. How do we know? Because God is faithful. That's how we know. He could say, if I've learned anything in these past 24 years, I've learned this. God is faithful. He learned this in AD 33. He wrote Romans in AD 57. He says, and we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to his purpose. God wants to take your greatest failure and turn it around into something good. And guess what? He's not waiting on you to sign off on that. He's going to do it anyway. You know why? Because he's God and because he's good. God is good. He's going to do that anyway because that's his character. He's going to take your greatest mistake and turn it into his glory, and people will be blessed because that is the God that we serve. He's done that in my life, my greatest mistakes. All that my whole ministry started when I turned instead of standing still. When I turned right, when I should have gone left. When I stood still and I should have gone forward. He's taken those mistakes and he's brought my greatest victories and triumphs have come about through him superseding my failures. And he wants to do the same with you, and he's going to do the same with you. He's going to do it anyway. I just suggest that you pray to him and cast all of your burdens upon him and watch God work. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.